brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
We've got a segment we've done once before on the show. I think you and Jade did it, Rachel?
Yes, we did. It was so fun.
Pick a side.
Yeah.
I've never been a part of one of these, but we have a caller with someone else on the line, and we have to hear them both out, hear their case, and then you and I have to pick a side.
I love it.
Are we ready for this one?
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, let's find out what's happening with Kiri and Diana in Columbia, South Carolina. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi.
You ready to battle?
We are.
Okay, what's the situation? Who's going to go first?
Diana wants me to spell it out and then she'll correct or any inaccuracies.
I like this.
So we have a Stanley situation.
A Stanley situation.
So like, you know the Stanley Cups?
Yeah, yes. not the hockey, like the mugs.
The not tumbler. The hockey.
The indestructible tumblers.
Oh, we know. Yeah. Oh, we know of these.
And they fit in your cup holder.
And they have a handle and a
Absolutely.
Straw.
Yes.
And yet somehow still leak.
A little bit, yeah.
No, they don't. They're very well made. Okay, so it's Stanley. Oh, my gosh.
All right, what's the problem here?
So we had a discussion. My 11-year-old came back from school, and she said her friends have a Stanley Cup. And she wanted to buy a Stanley Cup. And both myself and Diana have done the Financial Peace University and the Legacy course. So that all kicked in. And I was explaining to her why it didn't make any sense to spend $45 on a cup when you can buy one for $6 at Walmart, you know. But she misconstrued it as me saying that, you know, if she bought it, which she would buy it with her own money. So my kids are very good at saving.
Oh,
my
wow.
Insisted that I add, yes. So they, I get them to put about 50% of what they make, they buy silver coins from me, which I get for them.
Wow.
And they save a lot.
How is the 11-year-old making money?
So when they get a present, but then, you know, we've got some chickens, so they sell eggs, and then they babysit other people's chickens in the neighborhood.
Let her buy this. All right, okay, never mind.
What a beautiful little old-timey world you've created. They're buying silver coins from you, and they're making money from the chickens. This is like 1800s.
Yes.
Except beautiful. She wants a Stanley Cup.
And they take part in studies where they go into the university and they do like exercises and stuff, and they get paid quite well for that.
Good.
Wow.
That's amazing. Is she in the fifth grade, sixth grade? What grade is she in?
She's sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
Yes.
Okay.
I've got four daughters, and they're all super smart kids, and they understand they have to give away some of it and
sure.
all of that. So
okay.
they do save. So that's not the problem.
Okay.
But I went into a rant about brands and industrial psychologists and behavioral economists trying to get us to buy stuff that we don't need, and maybe a little bit over the top.
Sixth grader,
but you know,
Dad, I just want to.
She probably fell asleep mid conversation.
She yes. And, I'm a bit of a compulsive saver. I've been saving since nine.
Bet. Yeah, it's great. It's a great. Okay, so Diana, are you okay? Okay, so what's your take, Diana? So he's saying, no, you don't need to buy this. This is just consumerism at its finest. And Stanley, they know what they're doing. What do you think, Diana?
So my opinion is that you need to take each situation for what it is. My kids are good kids. Like you said, she saves a lot of money. She actually has like quite a bit of guilt about spending any of her money. You know, and I think that comes from the saveaholic dad. So,
that's the right word.
She is just so good at saving. And so when she came and she said that she wanted to spend some of her own money on this Stanley Cup, I was totally for it. I was like, if you're sticking to your percentages of what you plan to save, what you plan to give, and what you plan to spend, that's totally fine with me because she's working hard for her money, you know. And like I said, if I was dealing with a different situation of someone that wasn't able to save and give and things like that, then I would reconsider. But because of the type of kid she is, I think it's totally reasonable.
Wow. Well, you're both very convincing. I don't know if it's your lovely accents, but I'm thoroughly convinced. Here's the funny thing. I think you're both right, and I think Diana's a little more right. I think she gets to do what she wants with this money.
Oh, we should have done a 1, 2, 3 pick a side.
Well, here's the thing. I'm team Carrie in the sense that I'm like, I would be like, well, the Stanley, Carrie, big Stanley's trying to get at you with their consumer marketing. It's influencers.
I know. You think they're stupid. George doesn't like Stanleys. He thinks they're so stupid. So, yeah. And here's the deal. There's going to be things in life that you, I'm just going to go like, you know, sexist here. You men may not really understand.
First of all, thank you for calling me a man. I'm not even offended.
Something that you met. You know what I mean? There's always going to be things. There's going to be stuff that you guys do. How much you pay for your haircuts, George?
Hey, like, that's not the discussion here,
that's
Rachel.
That's crazy. I know. So all that to say, I'm with George. I'm with Diana. I'm sorry, Carrie. Especially, yep. I thought y'all were coming in and going to say that she just wants you to buy it for her. And I'm like, ooh, this would be a good.
There's no entitlement here.
Yeah. No, she saved her own money.
No,
Carrie, and I'm saying this as a spender daughter that grew up with a dad who sounds a little bit like you at
a little save-a-holic, if you will.
But to give the freedom that she needs to learn, and she may regret this purchase, right? She may regret it, but good for her to actually experience those emotions on her own versus, you know, trying to talk them out of everything. Like, they need to make some mistakes. I did.
Yeah. So you're saying buying a Stanley is a mistake, Rachel?
No, I didn't say this was a mistake. I was saying, I know it's stupid. It's expensive for a cup. I get it.
I drove my wife's car today, and what's in the cup holder? The giant Stanley. Guess who didn't have room for his little cup? Me. So the giant Stanley was taking up the whole cup holder.
It is wild, though.
After I saw how bad she felt, you know, and we had all these discussions and stuff, and I'm like, you know what? I might not understand lilac and fuchsia cups and
the
importance to an 11-year-old girl, but, you know, I explained to her, if this is what she wants, she was worried that I was not going to be proud of her. I said, I'll go out with her and buy 10. I'll buy 10 for her. I said, I literally, because, you know, her emotional well-being is much more important than a cup. So,
sure.
But I said, you know, we were discussing this with Diana. We got, look, we've both done FPU. Why didn't we call him the expert? So I actually emailed the question.
And that's how
we ended up on this show.
Perfect. Well, I'm so glad you emailed.
Can I ask where your accents are from? Because I want one.
It's South Africa.
Lovely.
You just have to go live there for about 30 years and you're good.
All right.
And you'll get
easy.
It.
Well, I will listen to this call and have them say, Rachel and George said, buy the cup.
But I will say, you know, we have a daughter. She's in the third grade. And even some, you know, girls in her class have Stanleys. She does not, because I'm like, I'm not going to buy that for you. You know what I mean? Like, I love, you know.
But then it becomes, well, look what my friends are driving, Rachel. I need a car like that. And it becomes, look at what their life is.
Yeah, so there is a precedent. And what I think what you guys have done so well is you've set a norm, right? Like, the level of normalcy that your kids are experiencing is working hard, saving, giving, being wise. That's the norm. And if something kind of is abnormal for one purchase, for one thing, and it's not the baseline, that's where I say, that's great. And especially since it's her money. So great. You guys are incredible parents. Incredible parents. Well done,
Thank
you guys.
Thank you so much for the call.
Create your free every dollar budget today. The simplest way to budget for your life.